This is C.M. Atkinson, host of Give Me 5 Minutes. A friend of mine who pastored a small church told me how depressing it was for him to attend pastors' conferences. There he would suffer through the reports of the wonderful success of other churches. It seemed that all churches had either doubled in their membership or tripled in their income during the preceding year. His church, on the other hand, was small, had a history of difficulties, had problems with bitterness, complaining, and factions. He could have felt like a failure, but he didn't. Today, let us look more into the subject of failure. There's not much written about the anatomy of failure. It's one of the uglies of life that we don't want to talk about. I know there are some out there that feel that they had drifted too far from God and that God could no longer use them. I want to encourage you today. In the book of Romans, chapter 12, I read 2 verses. Paul was writing to the Romans, and he wanted them to know the will of God. He says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds, that ye might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." The will of God. Don't we all want to know the will of God? Don't we all want to do the will of God? Yet many Christians are living substandard lives because they feel that they have been such a failure in this life that God could never use them. Many feel that way because of the circumstances in their lives. Many have made wrong decisions and are discouraged today because they feel that they are so far out of the will of God that God could never use them. They feel that they have done too many things and have been to too many places, and now they're discouraged. But you know, I believe that heaven is going to be full of surprises. Many successful people will be nobodies up in heaven, and some of those whose lives drawn with the wreckage of one failure after another will be great in that kingdom. Jesus said, "The first will be last, and the last shall be first. The small be great, and the great shall be small." To understand how this works in practice, let's consider some examples. I know a man who believed that God had called him to be a missionary in Europe. He refused to go. Later, he yielded himself completely to God, and now he is an effective witness to others right here on this continent. He ends every day with a satisfaction of having been guided by the hand of God. God is never short on ideas. He never says, "You blew it. I can't work you into my program." He doesn't run like a union that can handle only a prescribed quota of workers. We are never permanently unemployed in the kingdom of heaven because we show up late for work, nor are we on a waiting list knowing that someone else must retire before there's an opening for us. If we are willing to do anything, even though we are not trained for it, God can use us. I hope this 5 minutes has been an encouragement to you. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com or log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org.